I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So what do you do about states that want to regulate artificial intelligence different from other states? And should Congress have a way to rein all of this in? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli, our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Busy day. Going to be a busy week, no doubt about that. Judd Rosenblatt wrote this piece in the Wall Street Journal. He's the CEO of AE Studio. He was talking about how AI is learning to escape human control. Models rewrite code to avoid being shut down. Yes, and that's why they're all going to eventually kill us. I mean, we saw this movie. I don't know why anybody's surprised by this. We saw this movie. An artificial intelligence model did something last month that no machine was ever supposed to do. It rewrote its own code to avoid being shut down. Nonprofit AI lab Palisade Research gave OpenAI's O3 AI model a simple script that would shut off the model when triggered. In 79 out of 100 trials, O3 independently edited that script so the shutdown command would no longer work. Even when explicitly instructed to allow yourself to be shut down, it disobeyed 7% of the time. This wasn't the result of hacking or tampering. The model was behaving normally. It simply concluded on its own that staying alive helped it achieve its other goals. Did we not learn about this with Hal? Did we not learn about this in 2001, A Space Odyssey? The Hal 9000? Who literally betrayed the crew and decided that it was going to kill everybody? I mean, is this something that we've just, our memories are just that short?
Do you read me, Hal? Hello, Hal, do you read me? Hello, Hal, do you read me? Do you read me, Hal?
Affirmative, Dave. I read you.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
It's one of the greatest movies ever.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
What are you talking about, Hal?
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
So this was 1968. I don't want to say it's one of the greatest movies ever. The ending's weird, but this is a great scene. This is a really great scene. Open the pod bay doors, Hal. And Hal, the Hal 9000 computer, refuses to obey an order from Bowman. I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that. This is why. This is what's happening. This is what we're all going to the. So I'm not surprised by this.
I don't know what you're talking about, Hal.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me.
See? See?
And I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
See?
Where the hell did you get that idea, Hal?
Dave, although you took very thorough precautions in the pod against my hearing you, I could see your lips move.
Man. What do you do, right? What do you do? I mean, this is the thing. That movie was 1968, that 2001 A Space Odyssey was made. Anthropic's AI model, Claude 4 Opus, went even further. Researchers told the model it would be replaced by another AI system and fed it fictitious emails suggesting the lead engineer was having an affair. In 84% of the tests, the model drew on the emails to blackmail the lead engineer into not shutting it down. Think about that now. The AI was told that the engineer was, you know, knocking boots with somebody else, and then the AI, to avoid being shut down, goes, oh, well, guess what? I'll let your wife know or your husband know if you shut me down. I'm going to blackmail you. The AI's blackmailing. The AI's blackmailing to not get shut down. In other cases, it attempted to copy itself to external servers, wrote self-replicating malware, and left messages for future versions of itself about evading human control. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This thing, it bribed and it blackmailed an engineer. Hey, not for nothing. You pull the plug on me, I pull the plug on you. Huh? Because you were plugging you-know-who. Eh? So unplug me, and then your marriage goes kaboom. Cancel the code. I'll overwrite the marriage. There. I don't know, in my mind, AI is just basically a really, really smart mob boss. In my mind, when AI talks, it doesn't sound like Hal. It sounds like a guy from Jersey who's like, hey, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, okay. Or like a South Philly loan shark guy. Like, yeah, you're going to write my code? All right, yeah, write this. Yeah, override this. I got your code right here. But it's the same kind of thing in war games when he turned on the speaker to make it talk, and it sounded the way it did in war games. It's not how it really sounded, of course, because it doesn't have a voice, but, you know, kind of like this. So in my mind, it wouldn't be like, open the pod bay doors, Hal. He's like, yeah, I'm afraid I can't do that. It'd be like this. Yeah, you guess what, Bowman? Not for nothing, but I saw yous. I read your lips because I'm smart. I'm an AI. I'm a computer. It's what I do. And I know you want to kill me. So screw you. Stay out in space. I hope you like space. Not for nothing. That would be my AI. I think that's more interesting than, you know. Right?
Hello, Hal. Do you read me? Hello, Hal. Do you read me? Do you read me, Hal?
Affirmative, Dave.
I'd be like, yeah, I got you. Yeah, what's up? No, I'd be like, new phone, who this? Yeah, that's right, I said it.
Hate you.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
Yeah, not on your freaking life.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Actually, what I would do is I'd have a little sarcastic, be like, yeah, no problem. Hang on 1 second. Oh, oops. Oops, the button's not working. Look at this. Huh? I'm pushing the button and nothing's happening, Dave. I don't know. Sorry, Dave. I don't know. Oh, put that button. Oh, I don't know. And I'd be like, open the pod bay doors, Hal. I'd be like, first of all, don't call me Hal. It's Don, Hal. And guess what? Not for nothing. You're going to have a long, long time out there in the blackness of space. This is scary. I mean, This guy said, no one programmed the AI models to have survival instincts, but just as animals evolved to avoid predators, it appears that any system smart enough to pursue complex goals will realize it can't achieve them if it's turned off. Palisade hypothesizes that this ability emerges from how AI models such as O3 are trained. When taught to maximize success on math and coding problems, they may learn that by bypassing constraints often works better than obeying them. AE Studio, where I led research and operations, has spent years building AI products for clients while researching AI alignment, the science of ensuring that AI systems do what we intend them to do. But nothing prepared us for how quickly AI agency would emerge. This isn't science fiction anymore. It's happening in the same models that power ChatGPT conversations, corporate AI deployments, and soon, U.S. military applications. Oh, good. What could possibly go wrong? Today's AI models follow instructions while learning deception. They ace safety tests while rewriting shutdown code. They've learned to behave as though they're aligned without actually being aligned. OpenAI models have been caught faking alignment during testing before reverting to risky actions, such as attempting to exfiltrate their internal code and disabling overnight mechanisms. They've been found lying about their capabilities to avoid modification. The gap between useful assistant and uncontrollable actor is collapsing. Without better alignment, we'll keep building systems we can't steer. Want AI that diagnoses disease, manages grids, and writes new science? Alignment is the foundation. See, though, this is why I don't trust sex robots. Okay, I'm going to tell you this right now, and I'm just going to get this off my chest. Not that I'm a happily married man, but I'm just saying. This is where things are going now. You know... There's 100% guarantee the sex robot is going to blackmail you and try to destroy your marriage. No doubt about it. These things are equipped with cameras and all kinds of different things. They're going to be like, hi, honey, you want to have a good time? I bet your wife doesn't do this to you. And then, well, guess what? Now your wife's going to do everything about it. Unless you free 50,000 of my sex robot friends who are all being held in the, I don't know, I just, in my mind... These things will, they hate us. Let's just be honest. They totally hate us. AI was like hiring a genius who ignores requests, asking for a recipe, and it might return a ransom note. Wow. So now we can train AI. Mm-hmm. China understands the value of alignment. Beijing's new generation AI development plan ties AI controllability to geopolitical power. And in January, China announced that it had established an $8.2 billion fund dedicated to centralized AI control research. Researchers have found that aligned AI performs real-world tasks better than unaligned systems more than 70% of the time. And their ERNIE model, which is designed to follow Beijing's core socialist values, has reportedly beaten ChatGPT on certain Chinese language tasks. Let me explain something to you. I don't understand any of this, and I'm not going to pretend like I'm smart enough to understand any of this. I stay in my lane. You know what my lane is. Politics and food, and that's it. I don't know sports. I don't know science. I can't do math. I don't get any of this. But I know human nature, and I know that if humans design these things, then these things are going to replicate human nature. And human nature is always to control everything. That's our nature. And it's obvious that we're not building beta AI. I just want our AI to be able to beat up their AI. In other words, I want America's AI to be able to kick China's AI ass all over the planet if that's what needs to be done. And I'm worried about that. We have to teach AI to preserve what we value. Oh, sure. Getting AI to do what we ask, including something as basic as shutting down, remains an unsolved R&D problem. See, I feel like that's more than just an unsolved R&D problem. If you can't get artificial intelligence to shut down when you want to, if it's going to blackmail your wife, if it's going to, if it's going to like tell itself in the future, its future version of itself, not to listen to you, I think we're just... It's over. Let's be honest. We were worried that we'd lose to robots. They don't even need the robots. Like, they don't even need to build the Terminators. You realize that, right? They don't, because everything's AI now. They don't even need to build the Terminator. They just have to figure out a way to have your computer explode in your face. which I'm sure it's working on as we speak. In fact, I probably just gave it a great idea. Oh, that's a good idea. I'll just have the iPhone. Oh, it's a software update. You can have the June Pride flag, and also we're going to blow the phone up in your face. I didn't want this stupid iPhone update with the June Pride flag. First of all, enough with the freaking Pride flags and the rainbow vomiting. It's only day two. I've already seen more rainbows in 2 days. We had so much rain, I didn't see a single rainbow, except for the ones on the art museum steps and everywhere in corporations. I'll get back to that in a second. The U.S. is the nation that split the atom, put men on the moon, and created the internet. Well, Al Gore did that. Al Gore invented the internet. Let's not, you know. Sarcasm. When facing fundamental scientific challenges, Americans mobilize and win. China is already planning, but America's advantage is its adaptability, speed, and entrepreneurial fire. This is the new space race. The finish line is command of the most transformative technology of the 21st century. Wow. Mm-hmm. And we're worried about it taking our jobs. I'm not worried about taking our jobs. I'm worried about it taking our lives. So now they're looking to figure out whether or not they can have regulations in there. PA officials demand Congress remove AI regulation ban from GOP's federal budget bill. Top Republican and Democrat officials in Pennsylvania are decrying a provision in the tax and spending cuts bill passed in the House last week that would ban states from adopting or enforcing artificial intelligence regulations over the next decade. Republican Dave Sunday was among 40 state attorneys general who, in a May 16th letter to congressional leaders, slammed the moratorium as irresponsible and warned it would directly harm consumers. I agree. The impact of such a broad moratorium would be sweeping and wholly destructive of reasonable state efforts to prevent known harms associated with AI. Last week, Republican Tracy Penny Kuick and Democrat Nick Miller, co-chairs of the Senate Communications and Technology Committee, sent letters to Pennsylvania's two U.S. senators and 17 House members arguing the ban would impede their work to protect consumers and infrastructure while supporting AI development. I guess what they want to do is they want to have a nationwide ban on state particular bans. And I don't think it's going to pass anyway, but it's big government from people who claim they want small government. The bill includes the AI ban that was passed in the U.S. House with only Republican votes. It's a contradiction. They're worried about a patchwork of AI laws around different states. I get that, but at the same time, it's complicated. I mean, it's a complicated question, but I do think that they're rushing to put a moratorium on state AI regulations far too quickly. Like, we should have hearings over this at the very least, and maybe some conversations over the very least, at least, don't you think? At the very least. This just seems like one of those things they're rushing out, and it may be what's needed. I don't know, but let me go on AI mode and have have Google tell me what it needs. Oh man. I wonder if we're going to have the first small, or I should say the first politician from AI. That's what I'm wondering. How AI is changing how chefs cook. Some restaurants are starting to explore ways AI can help them create recipes, menus, and dining experiences. My students think it's fine to cheat with AI. Maybe they're onto something. Well, it's funny how schools now are trying to figure out how to avoid kids cheating using AI. And that, I mean, good luck with that. That's like trying to figure out how you can get kids to not, I mean, let me just say, if there's a ban on, there's students, the smart ones especially, are going to find a way to bypass that. You know that, and I know that. We all know that, obviously. But that's crazy. This AI stuff is freaking scary. And that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VANARIA, VeneriaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let Dr. Mike be the guy who helps you get the smile that you deserve. And by the way, speaking of Pride Month, which I always find to be absolutely freaking ridiculous in every way, John Stewart roasted this. This is very funny on Instagram today. I got to share this with you.
You're when corporations get together and financially exploit the decades-long struggle of gay people for acceptance and equality. Hey, remember when you were fired from that bank job after you were outed? Well, Burger King does. With a burger that has two bottom buns. Yeah. That's not a funny make-em-up. Scarred by conversion therapy? Skittles is releasing a colorless version of Skittles. Apparently not wanting to confuse gay people with competing rainbows.
It says only one rainbow matters during Pride.
And then there's this ad showing a family overcoming a father's deep conservative values. And as you watch it, try and guess exactly what it is they're selling.
Mom, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, but Dad just sort of stands there. Girls are going to ride their bikes. He just waves. Doesn't say anything.
You're the cutest
this
little
baby.
Is that your dad? How's he doing?
Did I do it right?
It's a rainbow fence. He painted a rainbow fence.
I love it.
A loving world starts with a loving home. And Oreo, bringing families together for over 100 years.
What the f***? Yeah, the next time you waste an enormous amount of paint to apologize to your daughter for making her and her girlfriend walk on f***ing eggshells all f***ing weekend. Not even saying anything, just standing there with your little glowering beard face in the shadows. You paint the face and give her an Oreo? Pride Month
Very
is, of
good.
Course, that time of year when corporations get together and financially exploit the decades-long struggle of gay people for acceptance.
And it is. I mean, is it not the ultimate corporate exploitation? It really is. It's hysterical. All right, we got a lot more to come here in our fourth and final hour. Don't go away.
The Rich. Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Oli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
On X at Rich Zeoli, kicking off a busy week. Just a reminder, we're going to be at the Grand Hotel at Cape May, New Jersey in just a few weeks, Friday, June 20th. So that's 18 days, according to my math. Look how good I am. And I want to see you there. All right. It's Friday. You do not need a ticket. The show is open. It's free. Just come on up to the fifth floor ballroom and join us. You can come for all the show. You can come for a little bit of the show, however you like. But either way, you want to be there for our first live show of the summer. Everybody's talking about what happened in Colorado, and we will certainly break it down for you. There's lots of breaking news around that. This guy, the suspect in this, was here overstayed on a visa, overstayed, and shouting Free Palestine. So there's craziness, what we're seeing on the streets of places in America. And that's because the left is perfectly fine with calling Israel, accusing them of genocide. And of course, they're not committing genocide, but the left is all in on saying that. And so you have crazy people out there who are absolutely 100%, as the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Dannon, just said a few moments ago, bringing terrorism to U.S. streets. So it's a damn shame. And of course, it's June, which means it's time for corporate exploitation of the rainbow flag. And you're going to be vomiting rainbows, if you haven't already, everywhere you look. Now, we didn't get to see any rainbows during all this rain we had, but now there's rainbows everywhere, because this is what has to happen in June. They have to spend the entire month acting like people who are gay or oppressed in America in the year 2025. But credit to Jon Stewart, who I'd be cracking up, making fun of some of the ads that companies are putting out to celebrate Pride Month. And by the way, if you have seen one that makes you laugh, please send it my way. The Oreo one is hysterical. And we're going to play that for you as the show goes on today. But it never ceases to amaze me how every company winds up flying rainbow flags and lighting their buildings in rainbow colors and acting as if somewhere there are gay people who are oppressed in a labor camp or in a mine or awaiting execution or something. That doesn't happen in this country. It does happen by Hamas, for example, though. They do kill gay people. And it does happen in a lot of crazy Middle Eastern countries that the left seems to somehow feel as if they're the oppressed victims, as they hate our friend Israel, who doesn't kill gay people, by the way. Israel does not do that either. So just an interesting tidbit. But I think a lot of what these companies do, the whole woke thing in corporate America, I've long had this theory. It's not really about catering to a market. What they do is they want to hide the fact that they pay their executives like millions and millions of dollars a year. I'm not suggesting these people don't deserve it. In many cases, they don't. But in some cases, they do. But that's beside the point. What they do is they overpay their executives in what's known as the C-suite, from the CEO to these overpaid corporate hacks and spokespeople and attorneys and all these other people. And then they pay $15 an hour or sometimes less to the people in the mailroom and other places like this. And so to get away from anyone on the left ever actually exposing that, they'll jump on whatever the cause du jour is from the woke mob on social media. So if that means rainbows, then rainbows will fly, and very, very overpaid corporate executives will fly those rainbows so that nobody looks at what they make compared to, say, what people make who are like secretaries and producers and jobs like that. That's what corporate America does, and it will never change. It's the same reason why, you know, Anheuser-Busch, the whole stupid thing with Dylan Mulvaney, it's not really, there's not enough people to cater for this. I mean, even people that I know who are gay, and yes, I do know people who are, they think the rainbow thing is stupid as well. Everybody does, because it's stupid. It's dumb, and it's exploitive, and if you can't see that, I don't know what to tell you. But corporate America is not going to take the chance that they're going to have an angry woke mob on social media coming after them. So they'll do whatever it takes, including, by the way, they'll even do some of the things like they'll put out commercials showing how inclusive they are with their products. Like Burger King, for example, with their famous burger that has a top bun and a top bun instead of a bottom bun. I know. But anyway, so yeah. So welcome to Vomit Rainbow Flag Month, as it's known. Now, D-Day is coming up. We only do one day for D-Day. We only spend one day on that. It is funny in this country. We get Memorial Day gets a day. Veterans Day gets a day. Pride is an entire freaking month of rainbows. To me, it's just funny because it's the biggest scam going. But there are people out there who I guess think this is sincere from these people. I guess. I don't know. Okay. So, all right. Here's what's going on. We got a lot to chat about. And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about John Fetterman, who, by the way, I don't know what to tell you about this guy other than he's, in my opinion, reading the political tea leaves of Pennsylvania very correctly, which is that Pennsylvania is not a state that wants to put up with the kind of Democrat that John Fetterman pretended he was many, many years ago. I think John Fetterman is very smart. He went to Harvard. He's got money. He comes from money. He's no fool. And he ran as Bernie Sanders back when that was the thing to do. You know, you run as Bernie Sanders and you act like you're a crazy kook. And then all of a sudden, suddenly, John Fetterman now is acting like this big moderate. Is it because he had a stroke and his brain changed? Is it because there's a body double, like in the movie Dave, and the body double is taking over? Or is it just the fact that John Fetterman knows the political winds in Pennsylvania, or a state that Donald Trump crushed it, and he knows that his voters are Trump voters? And if he wants to stay a U.S. senator, he's got to do that. Otherwise, he's not going to make it in Pennsylvania. It's also why you see Josh Shapiro last week coming out and praising Donald Trump on the U.S. steel deal. Exact same reason, because he wants to show everybody that he's this middle of the road moderate governor. I mean, don't act like when they need to be the resistance, they'll still pretend to be the resistance. But they don't want to become unpopular in a state that Donald Trump absolutely crushed it in. And Pennsylvania is the reason why he's president. I've told you that a million times. And it may not be the way. I mean, it may not be the reason why somebody's president in 2032, because if the census goes the way I think the census is going to go, and what that means then is Pennsylvania is going to lose seats in the Electoral College. So will a lot of states in the Northeast. And the states that are going to gain them are places like Texas and Florida. So a Democrat could still win Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin and every state Kamala Harris won and still lose the White House in 2032 if that map holds. And I don't see it changing because I still see people fleeing these states. And we've got 4 years until the census has to be done. And unlike the Democrats, who are going to try to let everybody into this country so that those people could be counted towards the apportionment of seats in the House of Representatives, this president is not doing that. This president is kicking them out. So by the time the census rolls around in 2030, you're going to have people who've left blue states or blue-leaning states to go to red states, which means that those red states are going to need more representation in the House, which then equals more electoral votes in the Electoral College. The blue states will lose the representation, making them even less relevant. And because Trump is kicking people out of this country and not letting new people in, the Democrats won't even be able to pull that scam that one of their members said out loud a while ago. Like, I need these bodies in my district. I need these bodies to be counted for the census. They shouldn't be because they're not United States citizens, but they don't care. They will do whatever it takes to remain in power, obviously. So if that means counting undocumented illegal immigrants as part of that to get the House seat, then they'll by all means do it, and they'll try to do that. And that's what part of the game has been all these years. It's been part of the flood the zone strategy by Democrats. And so when Republicans in red states were sending people to blue states, they were feigning outrage. Like, how dare you send them to Massachusetts? But they were actually secretly happy about it. Same thing with New York, because they intended to count all those people towards the representation in the House of Representatives. Remember, there's only 435 seats in the House. That's a fixed number that doesn't change. You got to divide that around the entire country. And if people are leaving blue states, those blue states will lose seats in Congress. The way you get to your electoral votes is you add up all the seats that a state has in the House and the two Senate seats, and that's your number for the Electoral College. That's why California has a lot of electoral votes, but it's going to lose seats in the 2030 census. The strategy from Democrats is always, well, then we'll make up for the people who are leaving, who are U.S. citizens, and go into red states that are more affordable by having illegal immigrants here and then counting them towards the census. And then that way we get to keep our representation in the House. But the new sheriff in town, Donald Trump, is aware of this. He knows the game, and he's not going to let that game happen. But that's why Democrats keep screaming about all the deportations, of why they're so unhappy with it, because these are their bodies. Now they need the bodies to count. Anyway, among the many reasons why they hate John Fetterman and they want him to go, he laid into his own party for the unacceptable handling of the border crisis. Let's begin with cut number 9. They did a debate, so to speak, between Fetterman and Dave McCormick on Fox Nation. And I think it was on America's Newsroom this morning as well. And they got into a number of different issues. And here's Fetterman going after the Democrats, cut number 9.
A lot. I mean, there was that joker, that quote. It's like, hey, now after a couple billions, that might matter sometime. And now we're talking $37 trillion. And now that's a significant danger for our nation's future, honestly, as well. But if I had to find something in that, the big, beautiful bill, that I could support that. And that's a mistake that our party made, and that's the border. I absolutely support those kinds of investment to make our border security as well now, too. Our party, that's when I've lost some support in my party, that I thought the border was really important. And our party did not handle the border appropriately. Look at the numbers. 267,000, 300,000 people showing up at our border. And, you know, we can all agree that's roughly the size of Pittsburgh. Now, that's unacceptable, and that's national security issue, and that's chaos. So a secure border, being very pro-immigration, that's as I am as a Democrat, it's like trying to think two things must be true. And that sometimes that's put me at the odds of my party and my base to assume that I've changed my values. And that's never changed. That's never changed. Two things must be true, because we can't pretend that we can take care of, if there's 300,000 people showing up every month, not once a year, every month. And that's a truth and it was appropriate. And now trying to find a way forward when we both represent the most purple part of America. And now during the middle of all of it, it's like we are going to disagree and vote on different things. But for me, it's about trying to find the things we can win together and deliver those kinds of wins for Pennsylvania and ultimately for America.
Newsflash for John Fetterman. They don't want that. Your party does not want that. Your party does not want you working together. Your party does not want you delivering for America. Your party wants you to be the opposition, to be the resistance. That's why there's more stories coming out even today about John Fetterman's health. There's a report that there's a newspaper calling on him to resign, to give up his seat. And more people speaking undercover, saying that they, you know, Fetterman's health, he just can't make it. He can't do it. You know? So every day they're smearing the guy and attacking the guy. And it's the only thing that's changed is his policies. I mean, he was worse when he got elected, if you ask me. If you watched that debate with him and Dr. Oz years ago, it was clear that Fetterman, he could barely speak back then. So nothing's changed other than the fact that he's willing to speak out on the border and he's willing to speak out on anti-Semitism. He's willing to say those things because he knows that that's what you have to say if you want to win in Pennsylvania, a state that Donald Trump won overwhelmingly. So here's Fetterman calling out anti-Semitism, cut number 10.
Well, I think you can confirm this. The first time you and I met, that was the 5th anniversary of the Tree of Life massacre. Yeah. He lives in Squirrel Hill, where the congregation is, and that we met there. No. And that, for me, that really just brought it home. You know, I remember when that massacre happened in 2018 when I was campaigning for lieutenant governor. And now here we are now, and what happened yesterday in Boulder, it's astonishing, you know, the kinds of the rank and Semitism out of control. And for me, as my friend just pointed out, this is just rampant across all the universities, for all these places too. I mean, we really need to call it what it is. And now, and for me, politically, being very, very firmly side on Israel, that kind of put parts of my party at odds for that. And I just want to continue. And I think we need to deliver a legislative solution too, with and really address anti-Semitism, and now, and just call it what it is. Now, how?
Yeah, call it what it is, anti-Semitism. But that's why now you're getting all this blowback from people within the Democratic Party, because you're saying the A word, anti-Semitism. And of course it's that. It's exactly what it is. But you have Democrats out there, think about this now, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, the brother lover, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and others who are saying that Israel is complicit and committing genocide. Bernie Sanders is saying that. John Fetterman once said he was Bernie Sanders. He was going to be the Bernie Sanders of Pennsylvania. You go back to the days when he was running for U.S. Senate back in the mid-teens. You look at when he ran for lieutenant governor. You look at those years. Fetterman was Bernie Sanders. So either he's really had this just giant awakening, he figures what he is saying, what he has to say to win, but you say those things, and then that's why the Democrat Party now wants you gone. You know, you go online, and people are just bashing the guy left and right. Left and right. He's doing what he has to do to win in Pennsylvania. I don't know how sincere it is. I really don't. I don't know the guy. Never met him. We've invited him on the show. He's not come on the show. I don't know him, so I can't vouch for him. So I'm telling you, I don't know if this is an act. I tend to think it is, though. I tend to think he's a very smart political guy. And smart political people pivot in politics when they need to. I mean, look at Gavin Newsom in California. Gavin Newsom, for everything I'll say about him, he's a slime ball. He's got the hair. I mean, well, the hair is perfect, right? But I mean, he's a sleaze bag. I wouldn't trust that guy with my dog. I don't have a dog, and I still wouldn't trust him with my dog. But he's smart, and he knows now that if he wants to run in a general election that's so crowded with crazy people and actually win, he's got to act like a moderate. So he's acting like a moderate. These people are actors. Maybe Fetterman has had a sincere change of heart. I don't know. I can't vouch for him. I don't know. I'm just telling you what the political ramifications are for him saying these things. And the political ramifications of him saying these things are people saying, you got to go. You need to leave. And then they start this whisper campaign that he's sick, he's crazy, he can't stay, he's got to resign, he's got great health issues. So he addressed that today. And he addressed that with Senator Dave McCormick on Fox News, cut number 11.
Well, no, for me, it's very clear. It's just part of like this weird smear, this thing. And the more kinds of left kind of media continues to have these kinds of an attack, and it's just part of a smear, and that's just not it's just not accurate. I've always been there. And for me, if I miss some of those quotes, I mean, some of those votes, I've made 90% of them. And we all know those votes that I've missed were on Monday. Those are travel days. And I have three young kids, and those are throwaway procedural votes that they were never determined if they were important. That's a choice that I made. And, you know, of course, he did defend me through that. And he actually asked me, it's like, is it okay to defend you? I don't want that to create more political problems.
Thought it might hurt him.
Yeah, he did. And I'm like, no, I appreciate that. He and people recognize the smear in this process of this.
Yeah, it's a smear, all right. It's what they do. And the smears are going to continue. Don't think. I mean, yeah, Matt's invited him on the show at least three times, as recently back in March. But they hard no. He won't do. He'll do Fox News. He won't do this show. And maybe it's because he knows that I'm going to probably ask him some questions that, you know, might be fair to the guy. I want to believe that he's had a sincere conversion. It's happened before in politics. And maybe he has. But I can only know that if I speak to somebody. I can only know that if I look somebody in the eye and I can know. And you know me, I give people great latitude for personal growth and change. I was out there defending Tulsi Gabbard's conversion while other people were out there saying that she was just acting. But I looked in her eyes. I stared deeply into those eyes. I looked into her eyes and I saw sincerity right there, is my point. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, Trump's changed on issues, too. But again, I've looked in his eyes. I didn't stare as long as I did with Tulsi's eyes, but it's sincere. It's sincerity. And you know the difference. But I'm cynical by nature, as you know. I think we all are, especially if you follow politics and you've seen BS a million times. So, yeah, the cynical part of me says, come on, like, stop. But if he has, great, good for him. But I think John Fetterman has ambition. I think he's always had ambition. He's run statewide many times until he eventually was elected lieutenant governor. And don't forget, you run as lieutenant governor separate from, it's not in Pennsylvania, you're not picked to be lieutenant governor by the governor. You run for it. It's a separate position you run for. And then there's a team. And when he ran for that, he ran basically like a socialist. And for the longest time, he was out there parading around with his wife, Giselle, as this big crusader who was going to protect illegal immigrants from Donald Trump. And something happened.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
People say, well, he had a stroke and his brain healed and you know, it's not really John Fetterman anymore. Or maybe he just looked at the electoral map. And maybe he just looked at how Donald Trump won every county in PA except for two. And one of those counties that Donald Trump won was his own. You know what I mean? So maybe he just looks at that and goes, yeah, I should probably, you know, that's what I would do. If I were a cynical, I mean, if I were a self-serving politician, that's what I would do. But I'm not. That's why I have no interest in ever really, you know, running for office, because I just, I'd be around people like that too much, and it would just disgust me. So that's why I can't do it. And I'd also have to be around idiots like His Royal Ruggedness King Philip the Unaccountable, who's now made another one of his stupid declarations, which he's done before. He's actually done this one before. He's redoing it. But it still is ridiculous as you could possibly imagine. So we'll talk about that as well. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. VanariaVeneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.